This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Mark Aflalo of Double Tap TV. Earlier this month, Apple introduced the new iPhone 13 Pro and the 13 Pro Max. Mark is here to demonstrate some of these devices. And of course, you can find Double Tap TV on AMI TV Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Hey, Mark, good morning. How are you?
I am doing wonderful this Monday morning, only because I get up really early, and by now I'm already wide awake.
So, Mark, you're going to be giving us some demonstrations of these devices in a couple of minutes, but when would these devices be released for regular folk like me?
So regular folk like you can actually order and get their hands on the new iPhone 13 lineup as of last Friday. So these are kind of arriving in people's hands as we speak now. Mm-hmm. If you place an order online now, you're still looking at about mid to late October for delivery. But what I always recommend to people if you're looking to buy the latest and greatest is always check Apple's website or their app after 8 p.m. at night and look for local pickup, because if you've got a store in your neighborhood, they update their stock for the next day at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you check that out, you can grab yourself and reserve yourself something pretty good the next day. You don't have to go wait in line like people still do.
A little technology hack with Mark Aflalo. So again, before we get into these demonstrations, what's your overall impression of the iPhone 13 series?
Overall impression is, and you got to take aside, you got to kind of push away the fact that, it's a really, really minor increase from last year's generation, because there are so many people out there that are upgrading from, iPhone SEs, iPhone 6, 7, 8s, that makes this a really worthwhile update. So overall impressions are, it's a minor upgrade. They call it like an S year cycle, where we're not seeing a big overhaul in terms of the design of the actual phones themselves. But we're seeing performance increases, and we're seeing, of course, those camera. And this is probably one of the biggest leaps on the camera side of things that we've seen in many, many years, even through model redesigns and hardware redesigns. And on the screen technology on the Pro lineup, it has got 120 hertz refresh rate, which for those people who are counting and the best comparison I have is when you're watching sports is, you see that puck drop or you see that puck fly by the screen. The higher the refresh rate, the more clarity you have while things are moving on the screen. The lower the refresh rate, the more blur it is. So this gives you a really, really smooth screen, and it also ramps that up over a period of time. So it's not going to constantly be powering your phone at 120 hertz when it doesn't need it. So it's able to go down to 60 and also conserve battery life at the same time.
Mark, we promised people demonstrations. Let's get into them, because you have the iPhone 13 Pro Max and the iPhone 13 Mini with you. Tell us a bit about
that. I do. So let's talk about the Mini for a second here. I've got the Mini on the screen right now, and what you first notice off the bat is it's tiny. I mean, it really is tiny. It is a dwarf in comparison to the iPhone Pro Max, which is to the left of it on your screen here, guys. Now, this does not have the new screen technology, but it has everything else on board. So you've got the new processor. You've got a new camera system. One of the most noticeable differences between this phone and the other phones are it's got a matte finish along the sides, which means less fingerprints for those who actually care about that. People actually care about that. On the back of the Mini compared to the back of the Pro Max, it's got a glossy back, which is glass, that does show your fingerprints, unfortunately, a lot compared to the Pro Max, which is a matte finish. And it's got the two camera system on the iPhone Mini. So the iPhone 13 Mini is not the Pro lineup. So it doesn't have the upgraded three camera system. It only has the two cameras going on there. But it is a really pocketable device. And a lot of people with visual impairments seem to love this device because you can still run everything you would want to. VoiceOver works just the same as it would on any other device. People who don't care much for the camera system, I mean, it's still got a great camera system here, but it does everything that anybody would want it to do. The other thing is, noticeably on this device, is they've moved the earpiece up to the top outer bezel of the screen. So it's right at the top corner. And this is in preparation for getting rid of that notch eventually, because the iPhone has been known for the past couple of years of having this notch at the top, which it does blend away when you're using the device. But the notch has got significantly taller on this device, but narrower. So the earpiece has moved up and all the cameras and sensors are beneath it. The sleep wake button is on the right side, just like normal. The volume rocker is on the left side with your vibration on and off, which is pretty cool. And then side by side, of course, next to that, you see the Pro Max. Now, the Pro Max, obviously, a much larger screen. We're going from a 5.9-inch screen all the way to a 6.7-inch screen.
Wow.
And, yeah, and so I'm scrolling up and down here on the AMI website, and it really is incredibly smooth when you're scrolling up and down. It's quite noticeably different. Even the brightness is a lot brighter than the iPhone Mini. Again, the notch is definitely taller but narrower, and they've also moved that earpiece as well to the top of the actual device. On the screen, everything else form factor wise is virtually identical, which is cool, until you get to that camera system on the back. And when you look at the camera system, we've got three cameras arranged in this kind of diagonal point of view. You've got a flash at the upper right hand corner, you've got a LiDAR sensor in the bottom right hand corner. The overall camera bump itself is much larger, so older cases for the 12 Pro Max will not fit it. I actually walked into the Apple store saying, hey, can you sell me a 13 Pro Max case before the phone came out? And they're like, why would you want that? And I'm like, yeah, maybe I should leave now before they think I stole a phone. but it really is quite nice when it comes to the camera system itself, because, you know, the biggest change on this is this new cinematic mode on the camera, where it's able to rack focus between subjects and objects on the screen, which is a really cool cinematic effect. But the other thing that's really improved on this camera is the macro photography. You can get so close up to any minute image with incredible focus. It's quite impressive. I was doing droplets of water, which was really, really, really neat.
Wow. Yeah, definitely the camera tech is something they're advertising a lot on the commercial push as well. Let's turn to the iPad Mini, because you have one of those with you as well. What do you like about the iPad Mini, and how mini is mini?
Oh, it's mini. It is mini, Dave. When you compare it to the 11-inch iPad, this is it's got a 10.5-inch screen across the board, and I'll give you the overhead look. I'll push the iPhones aside there. It's got a 10.5-inch diagonal screen, but the form factor of the mini compared to the previous generation of mini has not changed in terms of the overall size. So the bezels got slimmer, and the actual screen got a lot larger, but it's got the new form factor of all the new iPads, which is this thin slate. It's millimeters thin, with a charging point on the right hand side for your Apple Pencil, so it magnetically charges and sticks onto the right hand side. Ooh. They have made some aesthetic changes in terms of the placement of buttons. I'm showing you the top of the actual iPad right now on the screen. You can see in the top right, you've got a now Touch ID sleep wake button, so there's no Face ID on this one. And you've got your volume rockers on the top left. And the reason for that is, when you kind of take a look at the back of this device, which I'm doing right now, is that all the electronics is on the top rim of this actual device. Everything else is screen and battery inside here, which gives you an incredible up to 19 hours of streaming video battery life.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, and I've been putting it to the test all weekend, and this is just the Wi-Fi model. They have a Wi-Fi and 3G model as well, and 5G model as well, which battery life's a bit less because if you use that 5G radio. But no 120 hertz screen, but you do get a nice bright screen, and it is pretty good in terms of consuming your media. Stereo speakers, so when you turn the device landscape like I'm doing now on the screen, you can see on the left hand side two speakers, on the right hand side two speakers as well, and it charges USB-C, so you're not worrying about these proprietary lightning cables or anything else like that. And the fun thing about all these devices is that really they all run iOS 15. This one's iPadOS 15, just like the larger iPads would. Every feature, every function of the software is going to be the same across the board. So complete familiarity in a much smaller, much lighter, sleeker form factor. The iPad Mini is actually a little bit lighter than the iPad Pro Max, believe it or not. That's because the iPad Pro Max has a lot of vibration sensors, a cellular modem, and a lot of different components inside, which is really, really neat. Mm-hmm. All in all, the Mini is really, it's really palmable. It's really fun. Some people have been calling it a bathroom iPad, because you can kind of just hide it into anywhere and just do whatever you want with it. But it is a lot of fun, and it is also available right now if you want to place an order online. Again, stock is limited, so you might want to check over after 8 p.m. Eastern, but it's definitely available.
The bathroom iPads. They can do a partnership with Lysol wipes on that as well, just, you know, for the sake of sanitation. Mark, what's coming up on Double Tap TV this weekend? Or this week?
Double Tap
this
TV.
Weekend. It's all the same. Time has no concept during the pandemic.
We're talking all about new Samsung devices. They flip, they fold, they do really cool things, plus a new watch. So we're going to be talking all about that this weekend.
Mark, thanks for this. We'll talk to you again next
Tuesday.
Week.
Bye, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.